This is episode 233 on November 30th, 2017.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I'm Dave Podner.
I'm Greg McMillan.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
Welcome, gentlemen. How are you guys doing? We'll start with you, Dave.
I'm doing pretty good this week. Did a little bit of photography, not a whole lot, to be honest. A lot of recovery from eating way too much turkey from a week ago. So didn't get around that much. Kind of non-photography related news. Had a day off today, but I still check email because I don't want to come back and have a giant mess the next morning. And got in, and all of a sudden at 8 o'clock, quarter to eight in the morning, there's around 45 emails saying the website that I'm main support for, everyone literally saying, hey, by the way, the website's down, wanted to let you know the website down, website. And it's like, I appreciate the heads up that the website's down, but we would figure it out very quickly, probably. And so, yeah, it was a lot of, I guess I have to log on my day off and take care of the fire type thing.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm not the IT person to fix it, but.
Yeah. You just have to let the other guy know who needs to fix it, that the website's down.
Exactly. Exactly. And luckily, it was an easy fix. Well, I don't know if it was easy. It was quickish. I should say it was a quick fix, which was always nice. But, yeah, so, you know, it's like one of those, oh, yeah, day off, just going to check. Which I think we all have had those kind of days.
Oh, yeah, that's when you wish you never got out of bed.
Oh, yes.
How are you doing, Greg?
Not too bad. We actually had a kind of a what we would call a mild day yesterday. It was probably in the 40s or low 50s up here. And I went for a nice little walk around town. Didn't take any pictures, though, because it's just so blah out there right now.
Yeah.
It was a sunny day, though. But I stopped down at a place downtown where there's a software developer. And he is making an augmented reality app. He has an app for iOS and Android. And he has a couple of setups in there where you can go in and put on the virtual reality glasses and rent them out for like a half an hour or an hour in the evening and have some kind of a adventure. So he gave me a little sample, he let me try it out for a bit, and it was really cool. I'd never done it before, and it was really cool because I was able to put myself into this room, and in the physical room that I was in was not as big as the VR room, the virtual reality room. So with this little hand control, you can actually jump to another part of the room. And the detail that they put into this stuff is so good that there's books on a shelf and you can actually lean down and look at these virtual books and you can read the titles of these books on the spine and everything.
Wow.
It was really cool. And there was that. And the funny part was that there was a loft up above in the virtual room. And so you bounce yourself up there. And when I did that, I was actually standing in midair in the virtual reality room. So I had to take a couple of steps to get onto the loft, and then I could turn around and I can lean over. I probably look like a fool doing this, but I can lean over with these great big goggles on my head and I can look down over the loft onto the lower level below. It was really, really cool. I thought I might get a little, vertigo or motion sickness or something, but it didn't bother me at all. Now, mind you, it was a very low key setting.
Okay.
You know, it was just a static setting. There was nothing moving or anything like that. So,
it
was very interesting.
It didn't trick your body into thinking that you were somehow suspended, but visually you can see you were suspended, but it didn't, your body didn't react to that?
No. Oh, okay. Visually I was levitating and it was really weird.
Yeah.
I would say it about maybe 5% fooled me.
Okay.
Kind of got me going. And you know, when I first looked, I see the floor way down below and I'm thinking, whoa, what's going on here? And he goes, oh, just take a couple of steps to get onto the thing. Cause they could see on a big, 55 inch TV on the wall, what I'm looking at.
Sure.
And so, you know, this friend of mine that went with me and, the guy that owns the place, Will, they're having a bit of a laugh out of me. So, but it was really interesting. And the app that they put out, it's basically in alpha. So the cool thing is this app works all over North America. It works in places like India. He named off a few countries, but it's called Explorer, but it's spelled with an AR on the end, not ER.
Okay.
And what it is you can, it's an augmented reality app where you hold your phone up and you can see all kinds of points of interest around you. And I really can't remember what all this app can do, but you can, say you're in your hometown, Joe, and you want to find a coffee shop. So you find it in this app and you can actually have it so that it will put a yellow line and it'll look like it's on the ground below you. You could follow that line to the coffee shop.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really cool. So if we put it in the show notes, we could put a link to it. It's on iTunes and on the Google Play Store, and it's free. And if you try it, just remember that it's basically in alpha. So I mean, it has just been written and released, and you know there's bugs, yeah, and they want to know about them because they can't fix it if they don't know it's broke. So it was really cool. I wasn't sure where I sat on the virtual reality thing.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to become a bit of a fan. And what blows my mind is the fact that this is being developed right in my hometown here, a little wee place up in Canada.
Yeah. Now,
and this got the, go ahead.
Is it augmented reality? Is this only for the iPhones that have the dual lenses, or is it for?
Oh no, okay. No. Anything from iOS, anything that has iOS 7 on it, I think can run it.
Okay.
Hmm.
So it's not using it. It's not using ARKit then.
It's using ARKit, but it's a 64-bit architecture.
Okay.
Because for Apple, everything has to be that way now.
Mm-hmm.
And, what else did he say? I'm pretty sure he said, it'll tell you in iTunes what it's compatible with. He was running it on a Galaxy S8, and I was running it on my iPhone 8 Plus.
Okay.
But if you have like a 5S or something like that, it'll run it.
Shoot me a link because I don't.
Sure.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't see it. Hmm.
Okay.
And
let's see, Greg, is it EX or is it just start with an X?
It's EXPLORAR.
Okay, that's how I thought it was spelled. I'm not seeing it. Hmm.
Yeah, it's, let me see here. I'm going to put a link to the website in the chat here.
Oh.
And then, I'll go look on the, because there's a YouTube video right on there. And I'll put it in the Mixlr chat as well.
Good.
There's a YouTube video on there of his phone showing it.
Now, when I did a search in the App Store, it is the first thing that came up after Apple TV for some strange reason. Was the Walmart Explorer R?
Yeah,
for associates.
Really? For Arkansas.
Yeah. Are you ready to surround yourself with a world of opportunities? Let's get started.
Oh,
like really? Now for the the setup, the VR setup they had, was that like an off the shelf component, do you know, or was it like like an Oculus, or I didn't know if they.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know. I think it probably is, but all the software and stuff is all from them.
Okay.
And you know what? Let me open iTunes to find this thing. He had two different kits there for the VR. One was really good in resolution, like really high res. I didn't try that one, but I did try the one that had absolutely zero latency, which wow. was very impressive. You know, sometimes you get, you're working with video and these things, and sometimes it'll lag or whatever. But it was very impressive as far as having no latency.
Yeah, because that's one thing, like you said, about using it like in a map or trying to find that there. For navigation, that's kind of the, I don't want to call it the holy grail, but for me that, you know, being able to hold your phone up and have a big arrow kind of point saying, this way, dummy.
Yeah.
You know, and just follow the arrow, kind of like, if you remember going back to Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Yes.
The very first one or two episodes, they actually stopped using it, but there was a thing where, you know, they showed, oh, you just type it in the side of the panel here and it'll light up where you need to go to. Oh. And it's like, yes, that's what we need. When I have my little fold over TripIt ticks from AAA, if I want to drive somewhere, I want to have a giant thing that I can look up and say, okay, make a left here. From Will McReynolds.
Yep, that's okay. Him. Did you find it in the App Store?
I actually had to go from the link you gave, the www.kp9.ca.
Yeah.
And yeah, then you had to go to Explore AR off of that.
Yeah, yeah. So what they do is they actually, for their VR experiences and that, and their augmented reality stuff, they'll license their software to companies. And like a fool, I'm looking on my Mac for the link, and I could just go to the iTunes store on the phone, which would have it for sure.
Yeah.
Now, if I could just find iTunes, there it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, they just updated this on the 26th, so 4 days ago, which would be 6 days ago if you are listening to it on Saturday.
Yeah, they're constantly working on this.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, and I asked them, like, you know, is this just a local thing, or does this work in other places? And he said, oh yeah, it's all over North America, because what it's using is Google Maps. A lot of information is parsed from Google. Okay.
Very cool.
Now I'll see if I can put it in the chat here, the direct link to the app.
Yeah, I got it. I'll have it in the show notes. I have all that now.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that was my day yesterday. I was down there for a couple hours, and I was just totally blown away by this. So it's not really photography related, but something else you can do in the app is you can, like, if you're at a point of interest or something somewhere, you can take a video and somehow have it so that it shows up in the app. If somebody else comes along to that spot, they can see that there has been a video done in that spot, and then they can watch it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like it's pretty cool, and again, it's in the early days, so expect to see some bugs. But I mean, Will is working diligently on this, and you know, I think he's really onto something pretty cool.
Well, you're going to have to keep us updated whenever things change, or you know, there's something cool that starts happening.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm good, Joe.
What you been up to?
Let's see. Since we talked last week, nothing much.
Oh, whatever.
Went for a hike on Friday and took some pictures. Went for kind of a really long drive around Ohio on Saturday looking for snowy owls and other cool birds, and I took pictures. Went for another hike on Sunday and took pictures along Lake Erie, and just made a cool little editing video and posted that in the Facebook group on Saturday night. Got a lot of good feedback on that. So, you know, nothing much.
Yeah. It's getting harder and harder these days to do stuff. Very cool. So your editing video, give people a brief synopsis on which app you were using and what you were editing. Because it looked really, I love the image. It turned out very well.
Oh, thanks. So basically, yeah, I had posted this picture of from this wildlife area that we had stopped at on Saturday, like in the early evening, and we were there for sunset. So I took some pictures and basically did my thing with one of the pictures, you know, edited the picture up, and then I had gotten asked about the editing, and I thought, you know, this was one where I actually remember all the steps that I took to edit it. And nice. It might actually be a cool, little screen sharing video. So I used the new screen recording function in iOS 11. And, just kind of did this walkthrough on how I edited the picture. And it encompassed three apps. It was ACDC Pro, Mextures, and Nlight. And it's not like a in-depth like dive in of each of those apps, because that'd be like an hour-long video.
Yeah.
But it was basically just like, here's how I did it, here's like why I used the feature or slider that I used, you know, here's what it does, and that sort of thing. So the video itself is like 18 minutes long or so.
Yeah.
And it actually, now I know a little bit like why you need to like script a video. I always try to like just be lazy and cheat and just like wing it. Not that I do videos very often, because I don't, but whenever I have done something like this, you know, I just try to wing it. And I tell you, it's an 18 minute video, but it sure took a lot longer than 18 minutes to make. There was one time I got 10 minutes into it and I messed up and I just ended up starting over.
Oh, wow.
But you know, it was fun. It was a good experience. I found an app that would let me include the audio, because that was an issue that Dave had. Actually, I remember a couple weeks ago, Dave had posted a screen recording and it had no audio. And, you know, I didn't know that it wasn't supposed to have audio. And then when I went and was messing around with my video after I was done with the recording, if you just play it back in the camera roll, it's got audio. But so I uploaded, it ended up being two videos, cause I still messed up a part. So I had to like edit two videos together, and, I threw it into iMovie and it had no sound.
Oh.
And I was like, what in the world? So I like Googled it and found, you know, that a million people are asking that question. Like, hey, I did a screen recording and, you know, if I post it online or throw it in iMovie, it has no sound. And I really didn't find like a good answer as to like why that is. But someone had mentioned an app called, I think it was called Splice, and it's put out by by GoPro, and they said, oh yeah, I use that and the sound is there. So I thought, well, whatever, it's a free app, I'll just give it a shot. And that worked perfectly. So,
and that's an iPhone app?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I just did the whole thing on the iPhone. I didn't feel like other people that had gotten around the issue were able to like import the video to their, you know, to their Mac or whatever and do something in some other program. And I was like, I don't feel like doing that. That's too much of a hassle, especially for me with an iMac that's 10 years old. So that Splice app worked great on my phone.
I had downloaded that years ago, and I should actually re-download it. Looks like they've made some changes.
Yeah, when I say it worked great, I mean it was kind of slow and kind of wonky, but I was able to get it done. So I guess that's really all that matters. So in any case, I'm really I personally don't think it's like that great of a video, but people really seem to like it. I got a lot of good comments. I got like a whole bunch of messages in Facebook Messenger, people messaging me. I noticed a few posts where people posted and shared photos that they edited the same way that I did in the video. So that's kind of flattering. And then actually, I was telling you guys earlier, but today I got a special request to do a video on slow shutter cam. So I suppose I will have to work on that in the super near future here. And I guess soon I'll become a YouTube sensation.
Woohoo!
Next thing you know, you'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
You know what? If that's where it takes me, I'm going to roll with it.
So while you were talking there, Matt, I just I muted my mic and I did a little test on my phone where I did a screen recording with audio. And then I exported it from my Photos app on the Mac to the desktop where it came out as an MP4. And it played the audio with the video. So now as the show's going on here, I'm going to put it on Facebook. And I'll just keep it so that I can only see it. And I'll try to play it. And I'll let you know if the sound comes with it.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so I'll be off the mic here for about 3 minutes.
Okay.
That's going to be a lot of silence.
Oh,
I can cool. still hear you.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. Well, I've been busy this. After we recorded last week, I went and did some work over at the church. I think I mentioned this. I was putting up some Christmas lights, and I got to play sort of like a roof explorer. Is that right? Yeah. I had to go up on the roof of the church and hoist up the lights. And then I was playing electrician, putting in a receptacle so that we can run the lights and all that. And Friday wasn't able to get the power working, but then then on Saturday, changed out, took the one, receptacle back and bought another one and got the lights working. I was like, cool. So we got all the lights working, but you know, middle of the day, you can't see what it looks like. And so later on that evening, I went back, but where our church is situated, there's an Interstate 77 is right there. And so I went on the other side of the interstate and took a picture of the church and with it lit up, and was playing around with the live photos. And then I took it with live photo and HDR, and was able to get a pretty good image of it in with the HDR. I ended up leaving it just with the strictly the live photo because number one, if I post the bounce or the loop, it's not going to do anything. But then the slow shutter or the long exposure had a little bit of motion in it that I didn't like. And so, you know, I was just playing around with some of those settings and seeing what it looks like. But I've forgotten that when we first had live photos, I had turned it off because I didn't like it. But now having it on there, it's just, I have it for everything. And it's fun to go back and look at certain things. Like I took some pictures of my kids this week and, you know, just to see their reactions before and after I captured the shot was pretty cool. And then not only that, but taking like one image that I thought, oh, it's so close, but if her eyes were open, then it would look good. So I went in and found a frame where her eyes were open and used that as the image. So I'm slowly but surely starting to like the live photo part of taking these images and seeing what I can do with it and being able to, you know, get the image that I want. But yeah, so our pastor saw the lights. He goes, man, that's great. But it'd be nice if we had words up on the fence. And so now we're wiring that up. I'm hoping that I have enough power that I'm not going to, you know, trip the breaker and knock all the lights out. But I'm going to have to go back and take another photo of what it looks like and post it on the group.
Right on. It sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you have to climb up onto the roof because something was slightly off and then you had to fix it and then come back down again. It was, I'm used to heights. Other people were not so used to heights and they were glad that I went up. Me and one other guy, he didn't go to the church, but he was a friend of a friend and he does roofs, but he was up there going, man, I think I had too much to drink last night. I'm not going to get close to the edge. I'm like, please don't.
Nope.
So my work is yet to be finished with that. But then we also got our Christmas lights up. And so we had the kids putting up decorations and on the tree and so getting some images of them, you know, having fun because it's just like lights and little kids, especially mine are 2, 4, 6, and 8. And so, you know, to them, this is a, you know, magical time and being able to capture these magical times is, you know, for them in the future, they'll be able to look back and see what they were doing and the faces that they were making and all that is a lot of fun.
Now, does your place look like the one in Christmas Vacation?
Oh, no, it's the total opposite. I'm like the Grinch when it comes to Christmas lights.
So you don't dim down the East Coast when you turn yours on.
No. See, so, you know, being that I'm from California, most of the years prior to having children, we would fly to California for Christmas. So there was basically no point in putting up decorations when we're not there to enjoy them. And so I was getting used to that. I really liked it. And so one year my wife's like, we have to have at least something. So we got one of those Charlie Brown trees that you put up and it has the single ornament. And so we have one of those. And then last year I caved and we got a pre-lit tree that we can put up easily and take down easily. And, you know, have that, you know, at the house. So that right there is that and the Charlie Brown Christmas tree are basically the only things that we have up. And you can only see it from inside the house. One of these days I'll probably have to break down and do something on the outside. And actually my neighborhood has a loop. And so I could see us in the future being one of those neighborhoods where everybody drives through and, to see, because, right now our neighborhood is really good with trick or treating for Halloween. And we have a ton of people that come into our neighborhood, and the streets are just packed. We only have 117 homes in our neighborhood, but the way it's situated, everybody just walks around the loop and is able to, you know, like hit every house. So I could see Christmas being the same thing. So we have some people already have a lot of lights up. And one of these days, I'm tucked into one of the side street cul-de-sacs, so nobody drives past my house. So I'm not feeling the guilt or the pressure to have lights.
Light it up like the Griswolds, and they'll be driving by.
Yeah, Bill in the chat says, "What? No leg lamp?" Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, after I posted my photo of what I did outside to the group, and then Matt posted his in response, and Ruth was like, "Yep, we got more to do."
Oh, jeez. Oh,
it's on.
Well, now, I would say bring it on, but I'm done.
Yeah.
What I did is good. It's good enough.
So, Matt, there's a little town close to where you're going to be in January. It's called Cramerton. No, not Cramerton. It's just north of it. It's called, is it Abbotsville, North Carolina? And they do what's called like Christmasville or something like that. Let me see. It's close to Lowell. I'm pulling it up on the map. Because what they have is they have McAdamsville. So McAdamsville, North Carolina, has pretty much the whole town will put up Christmas lights, and you drive from one side of town to the other, and it's pretty cool. It's you can either start on one side or the other. It's going to take like maybe a good 20 minutes to get through. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes sometimes if it's really busy just to get to the start. And so right off the interstate, people will get off, and then they start lining up to go through the town. And they have
like this is by car.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you're basically driving about 10 to 20 miles per hour and, looking at the different lights. I've taken pictures while we're going. You know, we're driving slow enough that you can do that. I think my family's going tomorrow night. Is it tomorrow night? No. That's Christmas in the Christmasville in downtown. I think they're going Saturday, something like that. I can't remember. A town in North Carolina that they'll get everything decked out, and it's pretty cool to see.
Super cool. I'm going to probably miss that though.
Yeah, I would hope so, because if they kept their lights up and was doing that in January, that would be awkward. All right. Let's go ahead and move into a little bit of news. So let me go ahead and play this.
News team, assemble!
All right, that's good enough. All right, Dave, was it? Yeah, did you bring up the little news item that on YouTube?
That was Greg.
Oh, that was Greg. Okay, Greg. Sorry, I couldn't remember who it was.
So Apple has a new YouTube channel, and it's for Apple support, and they have a lot of interesting little videos on there. There's a lot of them with how to do certain things with photography on the iPhone. Let's see here. There's, you know, how to do the memories thing in the Photos app on, they say iPhone 7, so that's probably the current model when it was done. But they have how to edit portrait lighting effects on iPhone 8 Plus, but that will work with the 8 and, or, no, I guess that's probably just the 8 Plus and the 10. But it's, you know, there's and then there's a lot of things like how to take a screenshot on your iPhone or your iPad, how to update iOS on your iPhone or iPad, a lot of things that could be helpful to a lot of people who, you know, maybe haven't done these things before. Maybe they're new to iPhone, or sometimes, like, I've had people say, when I was buying my wife's iPhone 8 Plus in the mall the other day, there was a fellow that came up to the counter. He had just bought the phone this morning. His I forget what phone he got, but it was an iPhone, and he said it wouldn't update. So while the guy that was helping me was dealing with the carrier on the phone, I said to the guy, so it's trying to update or whatever. I helped him out anyway, and I kind of gave him a couple of things to try to do the update, and lo and behold, it went. So he thought that was pretty cool. You know, hey, thanks. But obviously, he was a guy that just didn't know that there are certain things that you can do to help the update go along.
Yeah.
So that's some of the things that this YouTube channel can do, like how to print from your iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, there's a slew of different things, from how to delete your call history. So I just stumbled across this. I think it was earlier today, and it's pretty cool. Like how to retouch a photo. You know, there's all kinds of different things. So photography related and other things. So thought it was worth mentioning anyway.
Yeah, it looks like 3 days ago they posted these videos, how to delete photos from your iPhone or iPad, how to take a screenshot, how to send attachments in your mail. There was one that caught my eye. Which one was it? How to print from your iPhone or iPad, and how to send or save GIFs. Which one is it, Matt, before you scorn me?
I don't know.
I say GIFs because it's graphical.
Yeah, okay. I think GIFs. I say GIF.
Whatever, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, GIF here.
All right, we'll go with GIFs. Yeah.
someone else can yell at us later.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Internet. So, yeah, that's very cool. I think having a support channel is smart. You know, it should have been something that they had, you know, a long time ago. They only have 38,000 subscribers compared to,
and I think there was about 13,000 when I subscribed. So it's growing quickly.
Yeah. Oh, I wish that, ours would grow that fast, but,
And they do have a Twitter account for Apple support too.
Yeah.
So if you're having an issue, you can send them a tweet saying what's wrong, and then they'll actually take it over to a direct message to help you out.
That's cool.
Now, one thing is nice is they do have different. They did organize playlists there, and they have they actually started to release them on the website. The how to shoot blank on a phone.
Uh-huh.
And they put all those 25 videos in one playlist, and they're all 38 under a minute, like 40 to 60 seconds long. So, of course, the two most important videos they posted there are first how to shoot a selfie with a timer on the iPhone 7, and then how to edit a selfie on an iPhone 7.
Huh.
But yeah, they have the whole, you know, like I said, how to customize memories, how to play back. Oh, they have... it's all in that playlist where if you wanted to, it would take you probably around 15 minutes, 20 minutes at most, just to run through and say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they're nice little step one, step two, step three, step four, and that's around it.
Yeah. And there's even one like how to convert to black and white on iPhone. You know, so there's all kinds of good stuff there.
Looks like a majority of them are either under a minute, or they're a minute to a minute, and or just less than 2 minutes, minute to 2 minute long.
I've seen a couple of different ones made as TV commercials.
Oh yeah, yeah. Then there's the all two favorite commercials that they actually put out on television that I know drives some people bonkers. Like, yeah. We won't say his name, but Mark is his initials.
So my videos probably will never be a minute long.
I hope not.
Mine are going to be more along the lines of like, make some popcorn and settle in.
But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Because yeah. Like I said earlier, you explain how to do things. And that video that you put out with your editing and that, I mean, you talk about the apps that you use. And you can actually see the transition that the photo takes from shoot to the finished product. And I think that's what people are looking for. I know some people that I've talked to in my hometown here about the apps and stuff like that. That's the kind of thing they would like to know, is how you get from, you know, the plain just shot photo to the finished product, what apps to use, you know. So you're taking the right approach.
I appreciate the validation.
Always.
I say sometimes just, and some people I know are not over detailed people, but even that, what I thought was a quick video of me doing the one without audio, of me editing Greg's photo from a couple weeks ago, I think that turned out to be like 14, 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it was, it was one of those things where I wasn't even trying to stretch it out. I was trying to keep it at a normal pace and trying to make a video that's a minute and try to get it where you're trying to get information across and not make it sound completely packed and full. That's really hard.
You know, I think it depends on your editing method or your style of editing, because if I did one, which I'll do one, if I did one in Lumabee, which was probably one of my favorite editing apps, I could have it done in a minute, just because I don't do a lot of layering and all that stuff. I'm just a very simple edit to try to enhance the photo a little bit. And that's kind of, I guess that's what my style is. So it can be done short and sweet, but if the work of art takes a little longer to do, then so be it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, if you take an hour, Matt, don't worry about it. I'll make popcorn.
I don't know if I'm going to do that, but yeah, we'll see. It just depends. I guess it just depends what the video is about as to how long it's going to be.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's see here. Did we have one of our listeners actually post a video on Facebook? I can't
recall. I don't know. Possibly.
Okay. Well, I mean, if our listeners are willing to, you know, do the same thing and, you know, post it on, you know, post it in our Facebook group, that would be a fun thing to see. And the only thing I would recommend is that you do upload it to YouTube and then post the link in our Facebook group, because that typically helps, I guess, with quality and the ease of being able to share with others. But
yeah, because Facebook doesn't play nice with photos and videos at the best of times.
No, yeah, it can be a problem because a lot of times people will post things like from their own page, and then it'll come up as attachment not found, and or you know you can't see the attachment because of privacy issues, but YouTube. A YouTube link will pop up, and it's a nice little presentation. All right. Well, let's go ahead and we'll move on and move into our post pick of the week. And let me go ahead and play this. All right, it is time to pick our post pick of the week from our weekly photo challenge, which was food, since that is a very common part of Thanksgiving. We thought that having food photography would be fun, and it is my turn to pick, and I actually picked this image and showed it to the guys prior to one of our listeners jumping into our chat. And the image is done by Joe Legrand, and it is of a corn on the cob with the husk still on it and beads of water that are gracing the food. So I really like this image. I love the colors. I love the contrasts and the detail. It is a very pleasing image, and it makes me hungry. But yeah, I like the little details in it, and the lines that are not only with the corn, but also the husks that are present in the image. What are your guys' thoughts?
Dave?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I do like the fact also it's not, it's a different take on ear of corn, if you will. Not just the lines there, but being, just the fact of, I like the drops of water. I really like macro photography and the way the drops are captured, even including on the husk that's kind of cutting across.
Yeah.
How it actually can capture that. That really, it's translucent. It's so thin, that little line going across. But like you said, and that, and also the fact of, it wouldn't be bad to have a nice ear of corn right now either. That looks like a really nice ear of corn too.
Yeah, it does. What are your thoughts, Matt?
Yeah, it's just a really nice macro image. The water drops really do it for me. I think it looks pretty cool with all those water drops. And it is unique too. I never would have thought to take a picture like this, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I like the subtle colors. Like, they're not overly saturated by any means. It just, it's pleasing to the eye, and I'm hungry. it's just a good close-up shot of corn. And, of course, this is the time of year they're harvesting it. So, it's very fitting to be part of the food challenge.
Yep. Well, very cool. Congratulations, Joe. You are our post pick of the week. If you are interested in being post pick of the week, go on to our Facebook group and look for our pinned post. At the top of the group, you will see our weekly photo challenge that we post every 2 weeks. And join in, take a look, post an image, comment, ask questions. Dive in and participate. We love to see what you guys are doing. So if you want to participate, go on to Facebook and do that. On the off week that we have a weekly photo challenge going, we go to our Instagram and we use the hashtag #TinyShutter. So if you post images on Instagram and you want it, if you want to participate in the post pick of the week, put the hashtag #TinyShutter in the description, and it'll show up in under that hashtag. And so we will usually go through there and pick an image from there. So yeah, join us and have fun. All right, so now we are going to announce our new weekly photo challenge, which will run until just before Christmas. Is that right? This year. The 1st through the 14th. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The 1st, yeah, through the 14th. 14th is my birthday. Woohoo! Did we choose a topic, or are we still yet determined? Because I was thinking lights.
Well, let's throw it to the chat room and see if they have any ideas.
Yeah, and that might take about 30 seconds. But Matt, what is your suggestion?
Oh, Joe, why you got to put me on the spot?
I know.
I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it.
Well,
hey, Matt, how about sticks?
No.
That comes from a Matt put a picture on Facebook of a really nice scene and with a waterfall in it, and there was lots of color in the leaves yet, and there's something made a comment made about this time of year being stick season, because right now anyway up in the northern part of the states and in Canada there's no color, there's no snow, it's just sticks everywhere.
It kind of falls in line with with what Bill put. He said food leftovers ? And then Joe Legrand says no snow please, and then
Joe, and he's in Florida.
Yeah, he's in Florida. Joe Hetzel says hustle and bustle. Bill says Christmas decorations. That's a good one too. Lights and decorations kind of go together.
Why don't we go lights and decorations?
Okay.
So we can get a bit of a mixture.
Lights and
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So lights. So, all right, we'll do that.
If you get a Christmas tree, you got it all at once.
There you go. So lights and decorations is our weekly photo challenge. Oops. All right. Very cool. I think that works. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to bring up?
Well, I've just about in the group, we're starting to see people trickle in with pictures from their iPhone 10s.
Oh, yeah.
And it is nice to see people starting to post photos they're taking. And I think we mentioned this before, but when you're taking a picture, especially with something like the 10 where it's so brand new, if you're using something other than the built-in app, or if you're doing, I know it's, people are starting to notice that saying, you know, if they're editing and what app they're editing in, that's always good to add too. That way, you know, people can get a feel for exactly when it comes, you know, have a look at the phone and say, oh, okay, so that was taken, no edits, right from the, which I've seen some people do, is like taken built-in camera app, no edit at all. And it's like, wow, that's amazing for no edit.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's a nice blog post by the guys that made the Halide app on shooting RAW on iPhone.
Oh, really?
So it gives you a very good description of what RAW is. If you're not sure what it is, it tells you exactly what it is. It gets pretty technical. So, I mean, it's a pretty good description, and they show, you know, what you could do with a photo that's shot in RAW. Some people say that a RAW photo doesn't look very good on an iPhone, but this explains why. And it's very informative. So you know, with the I think these guys, their app is updated for the iPhone 10, so it's ready to go with any iPhone that can shoot RAW, which is, I believe, anything from the 7 on up. I don't think the 6S. Yeah, the 6S can do it.
Yeah, but the 6S can order. 6S yeah. and up, including some of the iPad Pros.
And the SE, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is that the link that you posted, Dave?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I was reading some of this earlier today, and it's very informative. So it's a good read if you want to know what RAW is, if you want to expand your photography. Boy, it's a good read. And it's not overly long, really. You know, it'll probably take you
30 minutes.
Maybe 5 minutes. Oh, it says on, I think their blog is on Medium. So it's an 8-minute read.
It is, yeah. It is, yeah.
It's an 8-minute read.
Very cool.
That's good, because when they first went to RAW, and I was trying to, because I was listening, that was before I was on the show, was like listening to you guys explain it and get other people. And I was trying to explain it to Ruth, and I'm like, and she's like, okay, that doesn't really help me. Why it's so much better, though? Or how it could be so much better than just taking a shot instead of going through. Because shooting in RAW, it is a little bit more work than just using the built-in app, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's like a digital negative. So you have to process it, you know, and you have to process it with an app that can process RAWs. So if you took it with, say, the Halide app, which is what they make, then you can actually process it in Photos on the iPhone. But you have a better success using something like AC-DC Pro, or Lumabee can do it. Snapseed can do it. There's a few of them out there that can process raw images. And the nice thing about RAW is if you get the wrong exposure or the wrong white balance, you can always correct it. Whereas with a JPEG, you can't correct it. You're certainly with RAW, if you overexpose a little bit, you can get some of that detail back. Same with underexposing. If you underexpose just a little bit, you can actually pull some of that detail back out of that dark area and get the shot that you probably wanted to get in the first place.
That's why I always shoot in JPEG. That way I don't have to go back into RAW and try to fix it.
I mean, JPEG is a lot easier to shoot and to deal with after the fact.
Yeah.
So if you're going to try to shoot RAW, just remember that there's going to be some work involved.
Yep. Very cool. Do you guys have anything else?
Nothing! Absolutely nothing!
What he said.
All right, well, let me go ahead and play this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Barely.
All right. Oh, let's go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you. We'll start with you, Dave.
Sure, you can find me on Instagram as ProfPod.
All right. Greg, tell everybody where they can find you.
On Instagram, I am at Shot on iPhone Only, and on Twitter at Shot on an iPhone.
Cool. And Matt, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can check me out on Instagram, IM, and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Excellent. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find links to our show notes, our YouTube channel, our Facebook group, all by going to tinyshutter.com. All right. Well, I think we have ourselves a show. So why don't you guys randomly say goodnight to everybody?
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone, and have a glorious week.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
It's
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.
Tower, this is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
Remember, it's better to tell the truth.
And that's no lie.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Barely.